Have you ever used or seen a makeshift lamp made out of a bottle with something to burn inside and a rag for a wick?
Not as a lamp. That is for indoor use.
What would you call it? What are you envisioning?
I am envisioning the things that they used to use alongside of roads. As warning signals at night. It was a round pot with diesel fuel. There's a wick coming up, and they'd light those, kind of a miniature smudge pot.
Okay. Have you ever heard of it called a flambeau or a pine torch?
No. Those are foreign words to me.
What would you burn in a lamp?
Kerosene.
Okay. Is there something else that you might burn besides kerosene?
Well, it's all oiled of some sort.
Okay.
Did
somebody drive up?
I don't know. I thought I saw a windshield flash or something.
Yeah, I did too. You want to see?
That Oldsmobile out there, that used to be my car, but it got 200,000 miles on it and hardly able. So it's been retired and I haven't got it sold yet. The van is my vehicle now. That white pickup out there is one that I used to own. And I sold it to Josie, the lady that called. And then she gave it back to me. And
that's sweet.
The little old black S10 is the one I had for irrigators to run around in. See, I retired from farming as of the first year.
Oh.
Mostly.
How can you retire from farming?
Well, lease out your farm. And all but, well, I quit leasing anybody else's land except one little 14-acre piece. That's the reason why I say that I'm almost retired.
That's a good idea. What would you call a bed that you make up on the floor?
Pallet.
Okay. What do you call a heavy bed cover?
Well, it can be a quilt, it can be a comforter, it can be lots of things.
You ever heard of a sugon or a sugan?
A sudan?
A sugon. S-U-G-A-N. Sugon.
Nope, that's a
phone. I've only heard one person pronounce it, and they said sugon. So I don't think anybody around here really knows what that is.
I don't think so either. I've never heard of it. Did you pick that up in Georgia, or where did you pick that up?
It's a Western word. It comes from the Lubbock area, I think.
Sugon.
And maybe Colorado. It refers to a heavy bed cover, like a range blanket. Something really heavy for when it really gets cold.
Okay, that wouldn't be...
That wouldn't be an El Paso.
No. Is it close to a saddle blanket?
Maybe. Actually, I've heard it in reference to something the Indians would use. Maybe as a bedroll.
Okay, I'll bet it is an Indian word.
What would you cover a pillow with?
A pillowcase.
Okay. What do you change when the light goes out?
The bulb.
Okay. What do you watch programs on?
The idiot box, the boob tube.
What's the formal name?
TV.
Or the
television.
Yeah.